Can go ahead and take questions for Coach Ryan. Jesse.
Well, Presbyterian's coach said that he thought that was the greatest display of three-point shooting and passing that he'd seen since the school went to Division I 5 years ago. What was your assessment of the way you guys handled their zone and their shot?
Well, I'll make sure I pass that on to the players. That's quite a compliment. I thought we made the extra pass. I thought we moved the ball well against Syracuse's zone last year. And the problem was we still needed more. This team wasn't the length or the bounce, but the extra pass was there. And if you make the extra pass sometimes, you get a much better look. And we recognize sometimes when guys went under screens, when we were open for the three, inside-outside action. So we did move the ball well. And they've played a lot of good teams since they've jumped into Division I. So I'll make sure I pass that on to the players.
Coach, you talked Sunday about sample size with Ben Bruss. Third double-double in four games. What are you seeing out of him and what do you like about
what the hell is going on? He's got a nose for the ball. I said it before. As the sample size gets bigger, how can a guy do that at his size? As many times, but you know, the opportunities are there sometimes. Missing shots, they bounce his way. You know, where hard luck meets opportunity, or hard work meets opportunity, that's guys that can get pretty lucky. So if it seems like luck for a little guy, it's not. He's working hard, he's got the opportunities, and he's taking advantage of them.
What did you think of Frank's play tonight?
Frank did a better job of zeroing in on some things, stronger with the ball. I mean, we're going to play bigger, longer teams, which we know. So, you know, you asked me about tonight, so I can speak about tonight. But you know, in our minds, we're always preparing for what's coming down the road, too. But he took care of the precious present today. I thought he moved his feet better. I thought he played well. Took advantage of his opportunities, was digging a little more, mixing it up a little better.
Coach, today 24 assists to 6 turnovers. You talked about how you wanted to work on those 16 turnovers that you committed against Cornell. Did you say anything specifically to your players after that game, or was it just a matter of, like you said, making that extra pass?
Well, Cornell did some different things that we tried to simulate in practice. You know, while we were working on trying to go over some things from the Florida game to correct and also getting ready for Cornell, it's hard to simulate how active those guys can be. They're disciplined. Cornell was on their traps. They were coordinated. And then we did some things with our positioning with the ball and how we received the pass and just some little things that we did a pretty good job tonight, even though Presbyterian wasn't trapping. I just thought we did a better job of squaring up, getting in position to see the open man making the next pass. I thought they improved. But it's hard to tell because two teams, they played differently defensively.
Jim.
Well, what's your reaction to the latest expansion in the Big Ten with Maryland and Rutgers joining?
Maryland? You guys say it funny here. Out east, it's Maryland. M-A-R-Y-L-A-N-D. I can remember the classes I taught in high school and junior high, and the kids looking at me when I'd say George Washington. They'd go, George who? Washington. How do you say Washington? How do you say Washington in the Midwest?
Washington.
Really? Maryland and Rutgers. I know them well, the schools well, just having been slightly recruited by Rutgers, as I was reminded by Bill Foster, the former coach. He heard me say that I was recruited by Rutgers, and then he says, I think I sent you one letter. It was a little more than that. And Merlin, shoot, I'll never forget, we went to do a scrimmage when I was at Wilkes, and we went to Mansfield State College. And before we got there, here's this guy in the gym doing these left-hand, right-hand jump hooks, doing the mic and drill, and then going down and knocking down 17, 18-footers. And I'm thinking, this guy's at a state college in Pennsylvania? What? Who is that guy? It was Tom McMillan. Where did he go? You're probably wondering, where's he going with this story? To Merlin. That's back when they announced on the billboard the recruiting class. You know how many rules were changed because the lefty dries out? A ton. He would always advertise that these kids were coming into town. I'd say a billboard's one way. Len Elmore, Tom McMillan, Lucas, that crew. I'm looking at this, and you're so young. Most of you don't even get what I'm talking about. That's scary. Some guys you remember, though. You can always look them up. Rutgers, Bobby Lloyd, Jim Valvano played there. Good schools academically. Old Jim Delaney, he doesn't miss a trick. I thought it was pretty good. I thought those were two good schools to have in the Big Ten. I still struggle with that. Well, I got more cousins that can watch us play from the East Coast. I have relatives in Merlin. Most of the ones in Jersey are out of jail now, so they can probably watch. I think it's a good Thanksgiving treat for everybody in our conference. I think they're going to add to the conference. I think it'll be good.
Anything else for Coach?
Coach, 6 of 20 from three-point first half, 10 of 70 in the second. Do they take better three-point shots? And then two, are you happy with the mix of shooting from three-point range versus in the lane?
Well, you know, Coach was limited on his number of players, and I think we wore him down a little bit with how we moved the ball. We didn't take the first good look 90-some percent of the time. We made him move in that zone, and that can wear you down a little bit. And they're the team that's been traveling. So I think that contributed to the better percentage in the second half, and also I think a few more times we made that extra pass that I was referring to.
All right. Thanks, Coach.